Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Ai Xinjie, Luo Bei. The third live class from the country space station took place this afternoon. Shenzhou 14 crew members Chen Dong, Liu Yang, and Cai Xuzhe did a few experiments for hundreds of students on Earth. Zhang Hong has the details.
During today's lesson that lasted about 15 minutes, Chen, Liu, and Cai gave a tour of the space station. The first experiment they carried out showcased capillary action in space, which is when a liquid flows in a narrow space without the assistance of external forces like gravity.
看到这边那个细的最细的管子往这个页面上升太快了。啊，它已经上到顶了。那这边这两个上的比较慢也着急。那和地面最明显的区别就是我们在太空由于没有了重力的束缚，表面张力作用会更加的明显，最终啊，我们的页面都会上升到管顶。
They then showed rice and thyme cress plant that are growing inside a special cabinet on the space station.
那我开始采集了，先把这个盖子打开，我们先捡这个吧。好的，盖上盖子。等到返回地面的时候，带回地球，交给科学家研究。
About 400 students watched the class. It was the first class from the station's Wentian lab module. The previous two were delivered from the space station's core module, which is called Tianhe.
Digitalization is playing an increasingly bigger role in government services. An online service portal has improved efficiency since it was launched in 2018. Zhang Yue has more.
At noon, Ms. Gao was preparing lunch for her 30-year-old son, who has a mental illness.
I need to go to a hospital twice a month for prescription refills.
Gao receives a subsidy from the local government. She used to carry a stack of invoices to the local community affairs center for reimbursement, but now everything can be done faster and easier because Jing'an District introduced medical insurance services online in October 2021.
Applicants don't need to provide any materials. The system can automatically check and calculate the information before dispersing a medical subsidy to applicants.
Previously, parents had to fill in 7 forms and provide 26 paper-based materials for 10 things, including getting a social insurance card for a newborn. But now only one form is needed to apply online. 50 different services can be completed on the service portal.Improving efficiency 70%.
We will step up efforts to establish a complete service system online and continue to apply digital tools to more scenarios. We plan to build more digital systems to give full play to digitalization and informatization in the city governance.
An average of 230,000 applications are now handled on the online government service portal every day.
Now some international news. Russia continued missile strikes on Ukrainian targets, while Ukraine's defense forces claimed yesterday that they had destroyed some Russian military targets. Explosions were heard today in many cities across Ukraine. Lei Shuan has the story.
Air raid sirens today sounded in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The International Atomic Energy Agency's team at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant reported that the facility had lost external power for the second time in 5 days. Russian President Vladimir Putin told IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi yesterday that he is open to dialogue on the nuclear power plant.Russia's Federal Security Service announced today that the mastermind behind the Kerch Bridge attack was the head of Ukraine's military intelligence service, Kirill Budanov. The FSB noted another 12 people were involved, 8 of whom have already been detained. The total weight of the explosive devices in the attack exceeded 20,000 kilograms.Leaders of the Group of Seven held a virtual meeting yesterday, after which they issued a statement on providing further military, financial, and other support to Ukraine. As for military assistance to Ukraine, a UK resident expressed concern.
That is not a good way to, because you more weapon given to people, they are going to kill each other more, and this, the conflict won't stop. So they should sit and stop the conflict.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov yesterday said that the United States has long been involved in the conflict in Ukraine and that it is providing intelligence data from satellites. The top diplomat also slammed U.S. allegations that Russia is refusing to take part in talks on Ukraine as lies. Putin will meet Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan tomorrow to discuss the conflict in Ukraine. Lei Shuren, Xiang Live.